Recorded Books and RB Digital present Walking the Bones by Randall Silvis. Narrated by Graham Winton. Part 1. From the Bhagavad Gita. He who does his duty as his own nature reveals it never sins. Chapter 1. Late July, Eastern Kentucky. Shortly after entering the forest on the first day, mid-afternoon, Ryan DeMarco's cell phone went dark, battery depleted, and since he was no longer able to estimate his progress up the mountain by checking the time or the GPS, he stowed the phone in a pair of socks at the bottom of his backpack. He briefly considered stowing his off-duty weapon as well, a .40-caliber Glock 27. Lighter and more concealable than his Sig Sauer 45 service weapon, but decided against it for protection against black bears, timber rattlers, copperheads, and wild dogs. He was less likely to encounter a mountain lion or drug trafficker, and it was too early for ginseng hunters to be doing anything but checking on the sanctity of their beds, but each of those could be dangerous too. Besides, when unarmed, he felt off balance somehow. So, despite the extra weight of his Glock and pocket holster pulling at his sweat-slickened waistband, he kept the handgun within easy reach. Throughout the rest of that day, there was only the waxing and waning of the light to mark his climb, and the changing currents of heavy, steamy air, this one cooler by a few degrees and smelling of moss, this one warmer and thicker and smelling of wood rot, the ancient scent of decay. And the scent and snag of his own relentless movement, and the thirst, the weariness, the resistance of muscles unused to such routine, and the niggling but incessant torment of gnats and mosquitoes drawn to the sweat of his neck and face and arms and ears, and to the allure of blood coursing just beneath his skin. Each of these sensations was experienced with an acuity and detachment a second part of him found intriguing, as if a second DeMarco was following the first, grinding his way uphill through deep forest, this second one close behind and incorporeal, taking note of and registering not only all the other man's sensations, but eavesdropping too on his thoughts, the self-recriminations and remorse, the stinging replay of the previous day's mistakes. The second DeMarco regarded all this with curiosity, a mild amusement, and sometimes a touch of pity. Thanks to the heaviness of the top canopy, some 40 feet up, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?